Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
Sarah clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Welcome to the end of the traditional work week and happy Blue Friday, everyone.
We're here.
I decided to wear my Seahawks Santa hat.
Tis the season.
To celebrate the fact that we're going to be all together doing acoustic holiday things this evening.
We are doing acoustic holiday things. Some call it unwrapped.
Unwrapped. An acoustic holiday. I even got my nails painted sparkly red, Steve.
So did I.
Do you love them?
I mean, they're fine. They look nice. How long
so
does
much.
Something like that take?
Oh, less than an hour. My girls are pretty quick.
So what did they do? What am I asking? I don't really care.
So first they do a layer of red gel paint.
I stopped caring as soon as she showed me her nails.
And then they did a layer of sparkly red
paint. Just continue to tell us.
And then they put a top coat on there.
It's funny because you don't care and I already know all this. So.
Yeah, I know. But fascinating. Tell me more. Danny, I really don't want to tell me more.
Do you ever get a manicure?
No,
I've never had a manicure
or a pedicure, and I know as soon as I say that, the text line's gonna be like, "You gotta try it; it's the greatest thing ever."
Really I know is. you're really not into the pedicure idea, but I feel like you would really enjoy a manicure.
Why? I don't want somebody. Why do I want to spend an hour of my day having somebody touch my fingertips?
They're gonna clean up your cuticles. They're gonna trim and shape and buff your nails.
You forget that Steve doesn't like being touched by anyone.
I mean, within reason, yes, that's very true. But I think I have better things to do with my day than spend an hour in a chair while people play with my cuticles.
I don't know. I think we might change you. I think we might change you with one experience.
I doubt it.
I don't think today is the day, but maybe someday.
And look, I'm not poo-pooing people who like to do that. Just no different than I like doing things that people think are strange as well. I have zero interest in ever getting my nails touched.
We'll keep working on it. Maybe 2026 will be his year,
yeah.
Danny. It's time for the Daily Mix.
And why do you want me to do it?
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And why am I asking this? How much does something like that even cost you?
$38.
Okay, that's better than I thought.
Yeah, it was $38 plus tip.
Yeah, I never even bothered to ask my wife. She's like, I'm off to get my nails. And I'm like, all right. In my head, I'm like, I get to watch wrestling for an hour.
Lucky you.
To me, that's $38 well spent.
Well, I like that.
All right, let's talk about today being National Ding-a-ling Day.
Like the song?
What's the song?
You don't know the song My Ding-a-ling?
Oh, my God.
Do you know the song My Ding-a-ling?
No.
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. It's a real song.
Who's it by? Like,
oh my
Elton
gosh.
John?
No. Oh, now I gotta look
is that
it
a
up.
New Blink 182 song?
It's Marshawn Lynch.
It's yeah. Chuck Berry.
What?
Chuck Berry. I'm not lying, you guys. This is a real song.
My ding ding.
Or that.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Well, since it is my ding-a-ling day, that's celebrated by a way that I think is best, and that is to celebrate Marshawn Lynch talking with Conan O'Brien about his ding ding.
I noticed my wife had started eating it.
What the hell is that?
You like to celebrate when you had a great run with grabbing yourself in a certain area.
So did you mean like you're talking about grabbing my ding ding sauce?
What? What do you call it? Grandma ding ding sauce?
No, man, grabbing my ding ding.
Oh, grabbing! I thought you said grandma ding ding sauce.
No, not grandma ding-ding sauce. Grabbing
Ooh,
my ding-ding.
Don't click on that thumbnail.
Oh, man. No, no, not at all. Some people might want to watch more. I bet his hands are nice and pedicured.
I bet.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the flooding that's happening. We're still in the middle of some historic flooding after days of heavy rain. The worst of the rain, they say, is over, but the flooding isn't done just yet. The waterworks, it's way downstream. And for some perspective, though, here is a Como 4 news report about the flooding that was happening over at Sumas and just like the impact that it had on some of the people in that neighborhood.
Floodwaters overran the town of Sumas early in the morning, forcing residents to flee their homes.
My house is about, what, four blocks north? I'd say it's probably close to the doorknob deep in water.
Jeez. The town of Sumas was swamped, and while officials had tried to evacuate everyone a day earlier.
So we got the people out yesterday as much as possible.
There were still dozens who stayed behind.
We probably have rescued today, I'm guessing somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 or 30 people.
Wow.
And I know it's with all this impact, Barrett School was finally canceled today.
Oh, so he's not going in?
He's not going in today.
Lucky him.
I know. Day yeah, off.
I know. You showed us some pictures of just the impact of the flooding around your area. And thanks to the Rock folks who reached out to me. I'm fortunate that I'm up high in Puyallup, so I'm not being impacted by it other than, like, my snowman got knocked over on our decorations.
Oh, that's terrible.
We have rebuilt. But thank you for everyone who's checking in, because there are some areas in Puyallup, too, that are just gnarly.
For sure. Big day for the Mariners, because Jerry DePoto was named MLB Executive of the Year, and he's clearly not done being just that. He says the Mariners plan to add another veteran bat within the next week, and this points to that recent trade for flamethrower Jose Ferrer as a major bullpen upgrade. So maybe next year is our year.
I mean, we got to keep our fingers crossed, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, Thursday Night Football last night, Kirk Cousins threw three touchdowns at the Falcons beat the Buccaneers 29-28. What a get 15 points they scored in the fourth quarter. So it's quite the game. Of course, the Seahawks are playing this Sunday, taking on Philip Rivers, maybe, and the Indianapolis Colts. As far as whether we're in a high of 55 degrees, going to rain, the flood watch continues. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, speaking of our Seattle Seahawks, as you just mentioned, we will be hosting the Indianapolis Colts and maybe Philip Rivers at the helm for them this Sunday. We're going to catch up with Patrick O'Connell of our Seattle Seahawks at 6:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Seattle Seahawks, and he joins us now, Patrick O'Connell. Good morning, and let's go Hawks.
Absolutely, go Hawks.
Patrick, very excited to talk to you. Now, I've never played pro football, so I don't really know what goes on in the world of practice, but I got to imagine this week you guys are all prepping for a game that you're having this Sunday against the Colts, but you're prepping for a game against a team with really no quarterback except for now what's going on with Phillip Rivers. How does that even factor in for you guys, or is it just business as usual?
I think you kind of hit it. It's kind of business as usual. To us, it's like, yeah, we don't know who's going to play. They're not just going to drastically change stuff. They're going to be who they are still, and we're more worried about how we prepare ourselves anyway, so we're just kind of focused on what we need to do, and they'll line up whoever they line up.
Have you been keeping up on the Phillip Rivers stuff, or is it just not even on your radar right now?
No, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it's hard not to right? see all that stuff, and we're definitely aware of it, and like I said, it's just going to kind of be what it is, and we'll be ready for whoever's out there.
Obviously, Phillip Rivers is, you know, quite the veteran when it comes to play in the NFL. Who would you say, Patrick, is maybe your Seahawk mentor or, you know, a veteran player that you really link up with and look up to?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. I mean, when I was a rookie, obviously, it was great having Bobby, learning behind Bobby Wagner. And now it's just kind of like we have a big group of guys that are all leaning on each other. Everyone trusts each other, and it's cool just learning from all the experience that we have in the room, especially on the defensive side and on the special team side as well.
And I think I heard, if I remember correctly, I saw an interview with you where you growing up in Montana, Seahawks were your team.
Yeah, they were.
What was that like then when you realized, oh my gosh, I'm now playing on the team that I grew up, my family were fans of, and that has to be one of the more like pinch me moments for you.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Just had a few options coming out as a undrafted guy, and Seattle was the best option, and it was pretty surreal to step in the building for the first time. And then obviously once I got here, it was just put my nose to the grindstone and time to work. So definitely a dream come true, and it's pretty special.
And we're chatting with Patrick O'Connell from the Seahawks. Let's go back in time to teenage Patrick, or even younger than that, when you were growing up watching the Seahawks. Who was the player you most, like, you know, idolized, or you maybe even had his jersey?
Oh, shoot. I mean, I had a pretty good amount of jerseys, but just that whole team when I was growing up was fun to watch. Obviously, you had the LLB.
Yep.
I loved watching Marshawn Lynch tote the rock as well, because I played running back in middle school and high school, so it was always fun watching him. Like I said earlier, Bobby Wagner, I grew up watching him and trying to learn from him as well. So there's so many guys throughout the years that it's too hard to you know, pick specific ones.
We're chatting with Patrick O'Connell of our Seattle Seahawks. And Patrick, I'm going to keep talking Montana for a minute because I've always said if I didn't live in the state of Washington, I would live in Montana because it's just such a cool place and there's so much recreation. What is maybe something about Montana that people like me or anyone really maybe doesn't know? Maybe like a little nugget or a little tidbit about your home state?
I mean, I don't know. There's tons to do in every season. Obviously, some people don't like having snow and some people don't like the gloomy days, but it's pretty similar to Seattle in the sense that there's seasons. Obviously, there's more snow and, you know, we got skiing. We got everything you want to do in the winter, everything you want to do in the summer. You got the lakes and the boats and everything. It's just a perfect place for people that like all four seasons, and there's plenty to do in all those seasons.
Right now, in the current season we're having here in Seattle, there's been atmospheric rivers and flooding and all sorts of chaos this week. Patrick, in your lifetime, what has been maybe one of the craziest weather experiences that you have had, you know, growing up in Montana, or even being here? Like last year we had the bomb cyclone.
Yeah, that was one of them for sure. Yeah. I'd say when I was younger, I was playing what we call little guy football, and I bet it snowed probably 2 feet at least, and we were still playing on Saturday morning, which was pretty awesome. I just specifically remember our coach saying, go in your mom's drawers and find her pantyhose and put them on if you can.
That's fantastic.
I got to feel for your parents. Yeah. Everyone has to be out there, and like, it's freaking cold. It's snowing.
That's right. I mean, other than that, it's just playing in the cold, you know, sub-zero temperatures, stuff like that. I had a crazy fog game in my senior year of high school where we were in the playoffs, and I mean, you couldn't even see the punts because the fog was so heavy, and we had crazy snow games in college too, which are awesome, but It's just fun.
Ooh,
playing in those weather games.
I got to ask you, because sometimes you always see when they show like the players, it seems like a badge of honor when it's super cold. Some of these guys, you don't even wear sleeves. Are you a sleeve guy in the cold weather, or are you also crazy and you decide no sleeves?
No sleeves. You can. I mean, obviously we can't. We have to cover our legs up in the NFL, but in college, I didn't wear the leggings or the tights, whatever you want to call them, either. So. But up top, you know, just no sleeves up top either. So, you know, you can put the Vaseline on or the Tiger Balm, but that's it.
I'd be bundled up like the kid in a Christmas story with the jersey. Yeah.
You see guys wearing winter coats under their pads in like high school and stuff, and it's pretty funny what some guys wear.
Well, Steve just mentioned a Christmas story. Out of curiosity, Patrick, what is your favorite holiday movie?
Ooh, well, Christmas Story is one of them. Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
I'm kind of a classic movie, Christmas movie person, so I like all the older ones. It's pretty fun to watch those old ones. They don't make them like they used to.
So do you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, he's on my side. He doesn't think
tough one.
Hey, Patrick, before we let you go, I do want to talk about how great the special teams have been, and you're such a big part of it. You were special teams captain, I believe, in the game against the Falcons. Mm-hmm. First half wasn't going as we'd hope on offense. You guys come out in the second half. Rashid Shaheed takes the ball, 100 yards, touchdown. Can you give me a vibe of what it's like to be a part of that? You are a part of the special teams.
Yeah.
You're there. What did that feel like?
You know, like you said, the vibe is pretty high. We got a bunch of high-energy guys on special teams, and it's fun going out there playing with them and just being a part of something like that is pretty special. I mean, you don't see special teams touchdowns very often, and to be a part of that was awesome. And we knew, like, going into that, if they gave us enough chances, that we would have a really good chance to bring one back against them, and it was pretty special to see that come to fruition. And shout-out to Shaheed for trusting it and hitting it and trusting us as blockers to make the right move.
Very excited to be riding this wave of momentum into this Sunday's game versus the Colts. Patrick O'Connell, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and let's go Hawks.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Go Hawks.
The Daily Mix Show.
We loved that memory that Patrick O'Connell just shared with us about
the pantyhose.
So great. Playing in the snow.
Get the pantyhose.
So what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Tell us your most memorable story playing sports as a kid. Maybe Little League, maybe football. Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take those memorable Little League stories after Foo Fighters. If by chance you missed it, we were just chatting with Patrick O'Connell from our Seattle Seahawks, and he shared a really fun memory about playing little kid football when he was a child.
I'd say when I was younger, I was playing what we call little guy football, and I bet it snowed probably 2 feet at least, and we were still playing on Saturday morning, which was pretty awesome. I just specifically remember our coach saying, go in your mom's drawers and find her pantyhose and put them on if you can.
That's pretty fantastic.
I got a feel for your parents. Yeah. Everyone has to be out there and like, it's freaking cold. It's snowing.
That's right. I mean, other than that, it's just playing in the cold, you know, sub-zero temperatures.
That's so crazy. The pantyhose part was just killed
so
me.
So cute. So what about you? 206-803-ROCK. Call up and tell us your most memorable Little League story. Tony from Bremerton, what is your most memorable Little League story?
Well, it wasn't happening in Little League, but it happened in high school. It was my senior year.
Okay.
In 09. We got the opportunity to play the number one team from Hawaii at Questfield, when now it's called Centrally, at Questfield. And they had the number one linebacker in the nation playing for them. And this guy, he actually made it to the NFL, Manti Te'o. This guy was absolutely scary out there. It was the most intense situation of my life.
Tony, did you ever get to meet his imaginary girlfriend?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Dude, that guy was great. Did you ever see that documentary, though, about Manti Te'o?
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy situation because I felt so connected knowing that. Like, I'm like, man, I got creamed by that guy, dude. That guy killed me out there in the field. And now I'm watching him on TV.
And he got swindled by a local person too in that I didn't realize there were local ties to that whole documentary.
Yeah, it brought out the whole catfishing thing to an extreme level.
Right on, no. Tony. Thank you.
I remember seeing that and just feeling for the dude. I was like, man, that just sucks.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, like and you know, we goof about it, but then when you see like just what he went through with that, I was just like, man, that just, I feel like any of us at that age would have fell for something just as bad.
Easily.
Looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, one person said, Coach told me I had great hustle, which I later learned was his adult code for you just can't hit. Which brings me to my favorite Little League memory. Because I don't have any, like, I have very few moments of, like, triumph when I was playing Little League baseball. I was terrible. I remember one season, I did not hit a single ball. Like, if I got a foul ball, to me, that was a victory. I got ice cream.
Oh, no.
Like, I could not. I was a decent fielder. I played catcher and outfielder. I could catch the ball, but that was easy to me. Hitting a ball was impossible. And I'll never forget my coach. And he leaned into me one time, and I think he was just realizing that Steve just sucks, but we have to play him. You know, that's just what you have to do. So he leaned in and he goes, a walk's as good as a hit. I was like, yeah. He's like, lean into the pitch. And so I did. And I got hit and it hurt, but I got on base and I was so fired up and like triggered like this adrenaline rush that every single time I would go to plate, I would just lean in and get just hit every time. That's all I could do. So I was the kid that would get on base because I would purposely get hit by the pitch. And my parents were like, why do you have all these bruises? Like, what are you doing? And my dad got so mad at me about this. But I was like, I'm getting on base. A walk is as good as a hit.
Did they give you a nickname like Shake It Off Steve or anything like that?
No, the sucky Steve. He sucked.
No.
Do you have a Little League memory?
Oh, probably my most vivid memory was from playing soccer, and I had this one coach that was a total D.
Yeah.
He was mean to everybody, but one time he took it to a whole new level when he told me that my IQ was the same as my jersey number. Can you guess what my jersey number was?
One.
Lower than that, Danny.
Zero.
Zero.
I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Right.
After, just call it like he sees it.
After 2 years of working with her, I think he might be exaggerating, actually.
Oh, and I was going to say, maybe it's double zero, Steve.
Oh, you heard us?
Not really.
The Daily Mix Show.
Walks as good as a hit, Steve.
How would you like to beat Steve? I would like to point out that I did beat you one time. He has 390 wins, 131 losses, and 106 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play the game called Beat Migs at 6:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.